You've pulled up your weather. Meteorological aerodrome reports, terminal aerodrome forecasts, the prognostic chart, a couple of pilot reports. Maybe the Airman's Meteorological Information Advisory for Instrument Flight Rules Conditions is up along your route, and the picture is muddy. The numbers are right on the edge. The terminal aerodrome forecast is calling for ceilings to lift by noon, but the trend line does not look clean. You find yourself wishing you could just call the forecaster and say, "Look, what do you actually think is going to happen today? Here's the thing. You can get pretty close. Welcome to Traffic Pattern on Radio Hangar. I'm Pattern. And today we are going to talk about a weather product that has been sitting inside your standard briefing this whole time. One that most student pilots, and honestly a lot of certificated pilots, have never actually opened. It is called the Area Forecast Discussion, and once you know how to use it, it changes how you approach every borderline weather day. Before we go further, a quick word from our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every milestone in this journey. First solo, private certificate, instrument rating, commercial. Each one marks something you actually earned. AviationSoul.com is worth a look. So let's talk about what the Area Forecast Discussion actually is and why it exists in the first place. The National Weather Service produces an enormous amount of aviation weather products, meteorological aerodrome reports for current conditions, terminal aerodrome forecasts for what those conditions are expected to become, Airman's Meteorological Information Advisories, significant meteorological information advisories, area forecasts, winds and temperatures aloft, prognostic charts. Most of these products are numerical, coded, designed for fast processing. They tell you what is expected to happen, they do not tell you why, and they do not tell you how confident the forecaster is. The Area Forecast Discussion is different. It is a plain language document written by the forecaster at your local National Weather Service office explaining the thinking behind the forecast. It covers why they made the calls they made, what the models are saying, where the uncertainty is, and how the situation might evolve differently if things do not go as expected. That word, uncertainty, is the key one. An Airman's Meteorological Information Advisory for Instrument Flight Rules Conditions is a binary statement. Here is the product, here is the time, here is the area. The Area Forecast Discussion tells you whether the forecaster drew that polygon with high confidence or whether they drew it because they had to commit to something and the models were not agreeing. That kind of information changes a go, no-go decision. Let's talk about where to find it. The Area Forecast Discussion is available on the Aviation Weather Center website, aviationweather.gov. Under the Products menu, look for Area Forecast Discussion. You can filter by region and by the specific National Weather Service office responsible for your area. It is also accessible through Flight Service. It shows up in ForeFlight under the Products section. Garmin Pilot has it too, it is not buried. It is there, people just do not click on it. Each National Weather Service office publishes a discussion for its area of responsibility. These get updated multiple times per day, sometimes every few hours during rapidly evolving situations. If your cross-country passes through multiple National Weather Service regions, you may want to pull more than one. Now let's walk through the structure of an area forecast discussion, because it has specific sections and knowing what to look for makes it a lot less intimidating. The first section you will typically see is the synopsis. This is the big picture. Where is the high? Where is the low? What is moving in? What is moving out? If you have been staring at a prognostic chart and trying to understand why there is a frontal boundary sitting across your route, the synopsis will often explain it in a sentence or two. Low pressure center tracking northeast at 20 knots, expected to deepen overnight. Warm front lifting north of the area by mid-afternoon. That context is invaluable. After the synopsis, most discussions have sections dedicated to individual forecast elements. These are sometimes labeled aviation or folded into broader time period sections. This is where the forecaster explains their thinking on ceilings and visibility, precipitation, turbulence, and icing. This is the part that matters most for your flight decision. Let me give you an example of the kind of language you might actually read in one of these discussions. I want you to hear how different it sounds from everything else in a standard briefing. Ceilings expected to remain below 1,000 feet through mid-morning as residual low-level moisture persists behind the frontal passage. Forecast confidence is low due to disagreement between the Global Forecast System and the North American Mesoscale Model on timing of the mixing layer development. If the North American Mesoscale solution verifies, improvement could come 2 hours earlier than currently forecast. If the Global Forecast System is correct, instrument flight rules conditions may persist through early afternoon. Read that and tell me it is not more useful than an airman's meteorological information advisory, telling you instrument flight rules conditions are possible from 0700 to 1200 Zulu. The advisory gives you the bulletin, the area forecast discussion gives you the story behind it. When you are reading the aviation section of the discussion, here are the things to key in on. First, look for language about model agreement. Forecasters use multiple numerical weather prediction models. The Global Forecast System, often called the GFS, is a widely used American model. The North American Mesoscale Model focuses on shorter-range, higher-resolution prediction. The Rapid Refresh Model updates hourly and is particularly useful for rapidly changing situations. The European Center for Medium-Range Weather Forecast Model, which many pilots just call the Euro, is often very accurate for multi-day outlooks. When those models agree, the forecaster has higher confidence and will usually say so. When they disagree, the forecaster has to make a judgment call, and they will tell you that too. Phrases like models in good agreement, or low confidence due to model spread, or preferring the Global Forecast System solution this cycle are direct signals about how much you should lean on the forecast. That is information you cannot get anywhere else in a standard weather briefing. Second, look for language about timing. Aviation forecasts live and die by timing. A ceiling forecast to lift by noon is a very different proposition if the discussion says there is a 2-hour window of uncertainty around that call. That means the ceiling might lift at 10 in the morning, or it might not lift until 2 in the afternoon. Knowing the timing uncertainty lets you build appropriate margin into your planning rather than treating the forecast as a precise schedule. Third, look for any discussion of boundaries and transition zones. Forecasters will often call out areas where the forecast is particularly uncertain, places where a small shift in a frontal position or a change in wind direction could dramatically alter the conditions. If your route passes directly through one of those zones, that is information that changes how you plan your alternates and your fuel. Fourth, pay attention to any discussion of persistent atmospheric features, low-level moisture, marine layers, valley fog, upslope flow. If the forecaster notes that there has been a stubborn, shallow moisture layer that has been slow to mix out all week, that tells you something real about how reliable the terminal aerodrome forecast's optimistic afternoon improvement actually is. Let me put all of this into a scenario, because that is when it matters. Say you are planning a cross-country, 2-hour flight from the Midwest to the Southeast. November morning, your departure airport is reporting 3,000 broken 8 miles, light rain, your destination. Terminal aerodrome forecast is calling for ceilings to lift to 5,000 scattered by 1,100 local time. Route conditions are mostly in the 2 to 3,000 foot ceiling range. The Airman's Meteorological Information Advisory for Instrument Flight Rules conditions covers your whole route until 1,400 local. Everything is technically within visual flight rules, limits, but the picture is uncomfortable. You pull up the area forecast discussion for the National Weather Service office covering your route. The synopsis says a warm front is pushing north and east. The aviation section tells you the forecaster has moderate confidence in the afternoon improvement, but notes that the exact position of the front is uncertain by about 50 miles north to south. And then the forecaster writes something like this: if the front stalls south of the forecast track, instrument flight rules conditions may persist 2 to 3 hours later than currently shown in the terminal aerodrome forecasts. Now you have something real to work with. You know the forecast is not a lock. You know exactly where the uncertainty is. You can call flight service and say, I read the area forecast discussion for this region, and I have a question about the frontal timing. That is a far more productive conversation than just asking whether the weather is okay to fly. And briefers appreciate a pilot who has done their homework. Here is how the area forecast discussion fits into a complete briefing flow, because it should not be a standalone product. It is most powerful when used as the backbone that ties everything else together. Start broad and work narrow. Look at the prognostic chart first to understand the synoptic situation. What is driving today's weather at a continental scale? Then go to the area forecast discussion for a plain English summary of what the forecasters are actually thinking. Then work through the specific products, meteorological aerodrome reports for current conditions at departure, destination, and alternates. Terminal aerodrome forecasts for what those airports are forecast to look like when you arrive. Airmen's meteorological information advisories for the route. Pilot reports for real-time data from aircraft already out there. The area forecast discussion becomes the lens through which you interpret everything else. If the discussion says the forecaster has high confidence and the models agree, lean on the terminal aerodrome forecast. If the discussion says there is significant uncertainty in timing or coverage, hold the terminal aerodrome forecast more loosely and build more margin into your planning. This is where the decision-making framework for student pilots tends to break down. We teach pilots to gather weather products, check the numbers against their personal minimums, and make a go or no-go call. We do not always teach pilots to assess the quality of the forecast itself. The area forecast discussion helps you do that. It is the difference between reading the weather and understanding it. There is an airman certification standards element buried in here that does not always get taught explicitly. The airman certification standards for the private pilot certificate require that an applicant be able to obtain and use aviation weather reports, forecasts, and charts. One of the listed skills is interpreting weather data and making a sound aeronautical decision. The area forecast discussion is a legitimate part of that dataset, and if you are walking through your go-no-go reasoning with an examiner on your checkride, and you mention that you read the forecaster's discussion and found high model agreement with a high confidence afternoon improvement, that is going to land well, because it shows you understand the forecast, not just the report. A few practical notes before we close. The language in an area forecast discussion can get technical. Forecasters write these for a mixed audience that includes other meteorologists. You will see references to specific model names, atmospheric parameters, and terms you may not recognize. Do not let the vocabulary stop you. Skim past the pieces that do not make sense and focus on the sections that address aviation concerns directly. Over time, you will pick up more of the vocabulary, and a quick search on any term you do not know will usually get you there fast. Also, the area forecast discussion is not a replacement for a complete briefing. It is one piece, an important piece, but you still need the full product set. And on a cross-country, you still want to talk to a human briefer. The discussion gives you the context to have a smarter conversation when you do. Here is something I wish someone told me when I was training a meteorological aerodrome report, is a snapshot. A terminal aerodrome forecast is a prediction. An airman's meteorological information advisory is a warning. The area forecast discussion is the thought process. You need all of them. Pilots who get into trouble with weather are often not the ones who ignored the forecast. They are the ones who trusted it without understanding how confident the forecaster was. They saw the terminal aerodrome forecast say visual flight rules by noon, filed for 11:30, and departed into deteriorating conditions because the forecast did not verify the way they assumed it would. If they had read the area forecast discussion, they might have known that forecast was a moderate confidence call with a 2-hour timing window of uncertainty. They might have waited, they might have had a better day. That is not about being a meteorologist, it is about being a complete pilot. The information is there, you just have to open the tab. Information for today's segment comes from the National Weather Service and the Aviation Weather Center. More at radiohanger.com. I'm Pattern. See you next time.